Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, everybody. Broadcasting this afternoon, we're happy to say, from Midtown Corner Market, our annual Homes of Hope toy and food drive. I want to thank all the people who have come by here today. And we started out with a low box, but we're pretty full now. We've had a great day of donations here at the corner market, and we're really appreciative of everybody who helps us out with that. You still got time. We're going to leave all of our toy boxes out until Monday, and you can go by our drop-off locations, and we'll be talking more about in the next hour, and drop-off toys and canned food and non-perishable food, and it all goes to the kids at Homes of Hope in Purvis. What a great way to start the show today from Midtown Corner Market with our dear friend Melissa Socher from Mississippi Made and More, who, as always, comes down here and is a big part of our toy drive. And I asked her permission to say this, and she said it was okay. She and her husband, Keith Socher, made a very generous financial contribution today to Homes of Hope. She's raising, collecting toys and food items for us at her Mississippi Made and More store. And first of all, Melissa, you know, it'd be hard for me to thank you for all you do with us. You're a very, very dear friend of ours. But I know that this particular place has a special place in your heart, Homes of Hope. Why is that?
It does. You know, Keith and I have 6 children, and 3 of our older children, and this is absolutely an open conversation in our house on a daily basis, a happy thing, but 3 of our older children are adopted, and, you know, with Homes of Hope, it's very special to my heart that they not only take in children from 1 to 18 years old, but they specialize and try their best to keep siblings together, so they take in groups of siblings so that those children are not separated. They go to regular school. They do everything that my children do. They play sports. They want to go to college. They can go to college. They want to get a part-time job. They can do that. Homes of Hope has a transition program for training after high school to where they can learn to balance a checkbook, learn life skills so that they can thrive in life and be successful. And area businesses have that opportunity to snatch up those kids right. while they can for jobs
right.
and to help them with their education and mentor them. It's up to local businesses like mine and Keith's and families. A lot of families donate generously to help Homes of Hope to survive because they survive off of private donations.
Right.
They hire attorneys when these kids, you know, need attorneys for anything or have to go to court. They do that out of their own pocket, and all of those donations come from our community. We provide Christmas presents for them every year, groceries. Corner Market helps them with groceries year-round. We help them with donations year-round. I could name so many local businesses and families in our community that generously donate to Homes of Hope. It is a true 100% legit, wonderful, wonderful organization that is run by wonderful people. I've met several of the house parents, and they are moms and dads, just like Keith and I, just like you. And a lot of them have a family, you know, kids of their own, and they make time to be house parents for these kids. They live in beautiful homes. They have everything that my kids have. They get three meals a day plus snacks and all those extra sweets that kids like.
Right.
And my older kids went to school with a lot of the Homes of Hope kids in Purvis, and they made really good friends with those kids, and they are no different than my children, than your children. They're happy. They're well-rounded. They're intelligent. And they are given all of the tools that they need to thrive and survive in life. And I can't say enough goodness about Homes of Hope. Those kids aren't bounced around in the system all of their lives. They have a stable, wonderful home environment, foundation, and they're ready for life when they leave Homes of Hope.
Yeah, I've learned that some children literally grow up there and end up there through high school. Mm-hmm. And the CEO told me just this week that there are two children that are transitioning to Pearl River Community College, and that those kids have been there pretty much their whole life. I mean, my word.
Praise the Lord.
What a blessing.
That is such a blessing. So many businesses like Keith and I have wonderful customers and a wonderful family of employees, and it's through that we're able to give back to our community, and we should share our blessings. And I truly believe that God will bless you back 10 times fold. And when you think you're helping somebody else, you realize it may not be the next day or the next, but eventually you'll realize that it helped you so much more than it helped them.
And there's special people like you and your husband that do that, and you do that and really don't want no one to know you did it. I mean, I asked you about the donation. You didn't expect anybody to say you had given them that money this morning. You've just been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You stepped in a couple of years ago when there were some problems, Kelly, with the administration out there, and some of our sponsors left us, and Melissa stepped right into that void, took care virtually of the toy drive that year, if you want to know the truth.
And not to go back over, you know, something like that, except to say that it was not the children's fault. None of that
no.
was.
So no.
so
no.
why should the kids
no.
have to suffer?
And
for some, you know,
I said over and over last year, my phrase was, those kids are still there, regardless of what happened, who was there, who's gone. Those
right.
kids are still there. That is their safe place. That is their home.
You know, it seems in the political climate nationally the past 10 years or so that people of means, let's just put it that way, people of means are always seem to be painted as the bad guys. You know, anybody that makes any...
That's really not true.
No, that's my point, is that lots of times, most times, you don't know what a lot of these people of means are doing to help others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the Lord said, you know, give a cloak, you know, give one of your cloaks to other people. And so you're, and that we'll be blessed when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the whole principle of the way that works.
Mm-hmm.
So and Melissa's so right that so many businesses, and that's one of the things that's special about Mississippi. We might be toward the bottom in median income, but we're always near the top, if not at the top, in percentage of our income going to help charities and help others.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is the thing that every chamber of commerce in Mississippi should be saying, is we might not make a whole lot of money, but what little money we do, we give to help other people.
And I know both of you agree with me that when you meet some of these children, you don't have a beating heart if you're not affected by meeting them and being
mm-hmm.
around them and seeing how important this facility is to their lives. And you know, Melissa, you can't really put a value on that, can you?
You can't. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, what a blessing really means and what it can give back until you do give or bless someone else. And anybody that's critical of other people that give, or businesses that have been blessed and give back, maybe they've never been given to, or maybe they've been given too much.
Well, it's just real easy for a lot of people
right.
to do, you know, without
right.
seeing the whole story,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know.
But our success and our reward at the end of the day for blessed and giving blessings is seeing other people succeed.
Well, yeah. The old adage, better to give than to receive.
That's right. And that's
you
right.
see the look on their faces. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do a lot of this kind of stuff. You do. I mean, people that don't know her have no idea.
But if I didn't know,
talk about the Energizer Bunny, my word.
But if I would have known you were coming today, Melissa, I'd had you bring me some Mickles pickles.
Right, today. Right. Well, I'll bring you some at church Sunday because I know you'll see. I'll see you.
The Cajun, the
craw.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
So. Well, I can just turn right here at
the
corner market.
That's right.
Check out two of them.
There you go. That's right.
Mississippi Made and More. You guys have had a wonderful year, haven't you?
We have had a record year. First happy, bustling holiday season since 2020.
Good.
And I can say that since about, the 1st of November this year, the whole economy just seems better. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's waving to everybody again. And the blessings are flowing. And you see people more, out and about. And there seems to be more... more people looking for jobs, more people giving jobs, just everything, every which way you turn just seems so much better. And I think we're going to make it another year, Bob.
I think you probably will.
And I notice people waving at me a lot, but they don't use all of their fingers for some reason.
They're just saying that you're number one in their heart.
Oh,
right.
Right.
Okay.
I got you. Good.
Melissa can probably identify with that.
But we have a toy box at Mississippi Made and More right there on Hardy Street behind Chesterfield's, beside FedEx, 4600 Hardy Street. We have a toy box there. There's one in every corner market. Look us up on Facebook, look up Key Superstores, get in touch with somebody. We will get these toys to these children. And again, this is not just little kids. This is young people from age 1 to 18.
Correct.
With every kind of need. If you have kids anywhere within that age range, just ask them what they're into. And if you're buying something for one of your kids, just go ahead and buy two of them. You know,
so,
some places have buy one, get one free this holiday season.
That's correct.
But just along your normal way, sometimes with no extra effort at all, if everybody...
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are at Midtown Corner Market. We're in the middle of the Homes of Hope Toy Drive. So much thanks to everybody that's come by. And I'll tell you what, I think we've sold them out of Hot Wheels. They had a bunch of Hot Wheels here for sale, and I think they were all bought and put in the toy box. Been a great collection. Jeremy Gray joins us. We're going to get to basketball, but you went and picked up a lot of toys from the Citizens Bank in Philadelphia, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, they had a great turnout. I had a shopping cart full of toys, a little mix of everything, and it was just great to see the turnout for the tour for these kids.
All right, I asked Jeremy to sit in with us. Jeremy was at the basketball game last night. I watched the basketball game. It was competitive. It was a game of runs. Boy, you'd think Southern Miss was going to take charge, and then you'd think Lamar was going to take charge. And in the end, you might have had a better view than me, but it looked like to me Southern Miss had gotten a turnover, had a chance to get the ball, tie or win the game, and two players just sort of stood there and watched the Lamar player grab the basketball down the floor and dunked it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, and it was basically a nail in the coffin. I mean, it was just like it was coming, and they weren't going to try to stop it. I don't know. But one observation that I had was Southern's just missing big guys. You know, I mean, I think the tallest player they have right now is 6'7", I think.
And they had a very effective big guy.
Yeah, they did. You know, it's just hard to it's hard to get any traction in the under the goal, you know, when you don't have the big presence of players.
But, not shooting free throws very well.
Oh, no. Man, they missed a ton of free throws.
And you know, it's a 4-point differential. So even if you make half of those free throws, you're talking about maybe, you know, eking out a win.
Yeah.
But here's what's concerning. All right, is Lamar was a 500 team coming in in the Southland Conference. All right, which was the same conference that Southeastern Louisiana was in that our football team beat.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So a Southland team comes in basketball, although there are a little bit different dynamics in basketball and football, but this is concerning because you got now Marshall coming to town for the conference opener. And look, we've said prior to the season, this part of the schedule doesn't count. All right. Mm-hmm. But you'd like to see some progress. And the Eagles normally hold serve at Reed Green. They normally win those games at the greenhouse against much better competition than Lamar, with all due respect for the Cardinals. Well, now they start counting. The games starting Saturday count. All right, and the Eagles, although it's great that Alvarez, you know, the injury that when he went down two games ago, it doesn't have him out for any extended period of time. He was back in the lineup last night. That's certainly good news. But the fact that he's in there and they're not holding serve.
He was the leading scorer last night.
He was. Right? He played a great game. I mean, they you could tell that he was running the game. I mean, every time they had a chance, they gave him the ball.
Yeah, but you look at numbers, Jeremy. Denajee Harris has been the most consistent performer of all of them so far. I mean, he's, you know, scoring double-doubles every game, you know, doing well. And Kobe Montgomery's got to be more consistent.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he had a few good plays last night.
Yeah, he started out the game really well, you know. Yeah. But now, like I said, and later in the show, if we get a chance, you know, maybe a news notes the very last segment, we got to talk about something that Arkansas State did last week. I don't know if you guys saw this. We'll do it at the end of the show. But they did something in college basketball that few teams have ever done.
Well, I'll tell you this about Alvarez. You're right. He dominated the game, but he missed key free throws. Yeah. He had four or five missed free throws. And in the end, that was the difference, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I was surprised not to see Jet. Jet
Montgomery.
I was surprised. You didn't see him.
He didn't take the floor.
No. I think he got in for just a minute, and then that was it.
And he had gotten a bulk of those minutes. You know, you hope maybe that they keep reshuffling the deck, trying to find some type of chemistry that they haven't found yet. But now the clock's striking 12. Like I said, Saturday of March. That's the first conference game. And then the bulk of the conference schedule, you know, everybody's kind of playing that one game before Christmas, but then the bulk of the conference games really don't get going until about the 10th of January. But still, to play Marshall at home here in Hattiesburg on Saturday, let's say the natives are getting a little restless, you know.
Well, Jeremy described it perfectly. This was what jumped out at me last night. There was no inside-the-paint presence for Southern Miss.
Mm-mm.
There's nobody to go to.
No, there wasn't. I mean, you had Harris. He was doing his best, but, you know.
Well, and prior to that, you know, Leb Yat had finished the game, you know, successfully the game before that. So you thought, well, maybe he's going to start.
I don't think he played, did he?
Who?
Did Yat?
No.
No, but no. He like Jet Montgomery, were in the games before, so you thought he might be starting to log some time on the court, but that hasn't happened. But
no,
the time is now, guys. I mean, the time is now.
Yeah. It is. Or they're about to find themselves really in a bind. So
how good is Marshall?
Marshall's going to be. They're going to be a player. But let me just, since I teased it, let me tell you what Arkansas State did. They played. They went to UAB last week. UAB was murdering them at half. It was like 54-19. Right? You thought, oh, UAB is going to skate. Arkansas State came from behind, tied the game to send it to OT, and then Arkansas State won it in overtime at UAB, which our Eagles went to UAB, didn't do so well. This Arkansas State team now, as we get closer to the conference schedule, Arkansas State, you're starting to see them really, really play some good basketball. That's not good news, you know, for the Eagles. But Arkansas State... And other than Georgia Southern, the good news for Southern Miss is other than Georgia Southern this past weekend, every team in the conference lost. I mean, It's just it's just not a strong conference overall.
And I hear what Kelly's saying about Lamar, and he makes a factual point. But the truth is, they looked pretty daggum athletic, didn't they?
They did. They had some playmakers. They had a guy on their team. Hamilton was one of them. He was the bigger presence under the gold. And then a guy named Pennybaker was his last name, and he was really good. And I think he had about 20 points, too.
Well, in the first half, they killed the Golden Eagles hitting threes.
Yep.
Well, they were bombing threes in the first half. And, Kelly, I got to tell you, man, they had a – and Jeremy's right. That's what we've got to find. They had about a 6'11 guy, agile, athletic, could dribble the ball, put the ball on the floor, could shoot, rebound. I thought he was a big factor last night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, they're just missing that big – big presence under the goal.
But, you know, when really, when you look at the tenure of Jay Ladner, we haven't necessarily had big guys, and we've been able to – there's more than one way to skin a cat in basketball. You know, usually in football, you got the biggest, strongest guys. You're going to win, right? But in basketball, there are ways, you know, around that. But nothing that they've tried so far has worked. And like I said, this is crunch time now.
And, you know, and really, in all honesty, they only had the lead – what, maybe once or twice last night, you know, during that whole game. You know, I mean, there was one point Lamar was up 10, 12 points on him.
Yeah, and you don't want to take anything away from Lamar, but, look, I'm just going to say this, all right, and this might be kind of brazen. You can't be losing to Southland Conference teams.
That's right.
You put Southland Conference teams on the schedule to get the W.
That's right. At home.
Yeah, correct. So as good as Lamar might be or whatever, that is still a game you got to win. You know, and now, like I say, and who knows? The Southland might wind up being a great basketball conference. I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I doubt it. But generally speaking, you got to beat the Southland.
Kelly, I want you to know that I saw Travis Creel in the store this morning. I fired him.
You did.
I just went ahead and saved Eagle Post the problem.
I was going to say you did
complaining about it. Yeah,
the Joe Biden preemptive strike.
We just went ahead and fired Travis, so they have nothing to complain about him all year long.
Yeah, but you get one more paper chain away closer to baseball season, right?
I told him, I said, you do realize that a lot of people are counting on you guys to get some wins, and he seems to be pretty aware of that, that's what the expectation is.
Well, I when we get closer to that season, I think you'll see why there's every reason to be, you know, optimistic.
Oh, yeah. I think baseball
yeah,
will be
I think they'll
very,
be pretty good.
We'll pass along a note that has been brought to our presence, and just want to wish the best to our good friend Joy Lee McNellis, who's a little ill right now and struggling a bit. And we just got her in our prayers and hope that we see her back on the floor very, very soon. You've known her a long time, haven't you?
Boy, and you talk about somebody that doesn't have any hobbies. I mean, she eats and breathes this stuff, man. Yeah. So I know it's...
She's a warrior.
Really, really hurting for her not to be... She, yeah, around. The team misses her for
she's
sure.
She's a warrior. There's, yeah. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
All right, Homes of Hope, Toy Drive underway here. We're at Midtown Corner Market. You heard Melissa say you can donate toys up at Mississippi Made and More. Also boxes at the Citizens Bank of Philadelphia, who came through in a big way. Let's give kudos to them.
But food, too, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah, lots of food. And we even had a listener FedEx a box of food here this morning.
Do we know where it was from? How far away?
We put it? No, I didn't really look. I think maybe it was it may have been local.
Alabama.
Where?
Hoover, Alabama.
Hoover, Alabama.
Hoover, Alabama.
How about that?
Home of the Hoover High School Buccaneers over there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
3-a-days fame on ESPN or whatever it was.
We're very grateful to our sponsors. I think I hear the music. That music you hear?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having difficulty hearing the music. Yeah. My apologies. We'll be back. More from Midtown Corner Market after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're at Midtown Corner Market. We've got Patrick Hawk from Paris Tractor. And we keep getting good news. Patrick just told us they've got a box full of toys at the Paris Tractor. We appreciate that, my man.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime we can help Homes of Hope, we like to.
Got a box full of toys to pick up at the Mississippi Made and More. We're going to come get all that stuff Monday, Patrick.
Yeah,
we're going to leave our boxes in all the locations over the weekend. So if you're Christmas shopping, we know a lot of you will be. If you're grocery shopping, you can pick up three or four cans of food, put them in the box. Every little bit helps. Don't think that a small donation is not appreciated. When you're feeding that many children every day, it takes a lot of food. And, you know, they all have birthdays. They all have Christmas wishes. It's a wonderful cause, and we're really grateful to everybody. It's another huge haul this year. We did it a little different, guys. We normally bring it all up here today. Had we done that, we'd have had toys everywhere. But, again, we wanted to leave things out over the last weekend before Christmas. So, Patrick, I'm really very grateful to you and Paris Tractor. Y'all are big partners with us in this endeavor, and we're very, very fortunate to have you on our team.
Yeah, and we're excited about things happening down there. I think Hanbury is going to do a lot of good. I think that's going to be...
I think you're exactly correct.
I think it's going to be...
You must know him, then.
Yeah, I just know of him.
Yeah, you
know,
I think you're right. The new CEO, I think, is really going to do... They have 18 children there as we speak today. You know, I was telling Melissa earlier, Patrick, it's amazing. They tell me that there are children there who come there as small children, live their entire lives at Homes of Hope, graduate from high school. They help them get in college. They assist them through college. And then they go on to be productive, happy adults. It's hard to put into words how important that is.
Yeah, it does. And you know, especially with siblings, they do a really good job.
Yeah, yeah. They take no government money.
And yeah, and the post out of high school, it teaches them how to, you know, practical things, how to balance a checkbook, how to change tire, you know, how to contact different people for help in different situations. And quite honestly, I'm not even sure the private and public schools do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's financial literacy has been something that they've talked about a lot, teaching kids how to balance a checkbook, how does credit work, you know, those sorts of things.
Well, many people may not know this about my buddy here, Kelly Sander. He's his bite is a lot worse. His bark is a lot worse than his bite. He's a good man in life, and he's fostered a number of children. And I say that, Kelly, because you know how important, being a foster parent, you know how important structure, discipline, adult guidance is in children's lives. And that's what they provide at Homes of Hope, right?
And kids want discipline. Parents, lots of times, even kids who are in quote-unquote functional households, you know, they want discipline, but lots of times parents these days, the big criticism is parents want to be their kid's friend, and they don't want to, you know, be a parent. Well, parenting requires discipline. It requires structure, and kids want that so that they know where the boundaries are, because if you don't set those boundaries, then when the kid goes off the rails when they're 16 and get a car for the first time or whatever, you go, well, gosh, what happened? Well, what happened is you didn't give the kid any guardrails, so they don't know any better, right?
Yep.
So they really, really want discipline, and that's something that they get.
I didn't mean to reveal the secret that you're really a good guy in life.
Yeah, come on, Bob. I got you know, a reputation.
Yeah, reputation he's got.
You were shocked to hear that, weren't you, Patrick?
Yeah, I probably still need to see evidence.
Well we're not in court, Patrick. That comes February 1st.
That's good, Patrick.
But I also want to mention about Paris Tractor, not only big Southern Miss fans, but every time Pearl River scores a touchdown, they're not just scoring a touchdown, Bob. They're scoring
a Paris Tractor touchdown.
You got it. That's it.
All right, and that brings up a great point. You guys are major sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Major. I saw your logo last night flashing on the basketball floor.
Yep.
Why is Paris Tractor so invested in Southern Miss?
Well, I mean, they're our local, you know, public university that we want to do that with. But, you know, our owner, Lee, he went to school there. A lot of our employees went to school there. I didn't get the honor of going to school there, but everybody else did. I went. I was a bulldog. You know, I was a little bit bulldog.
What did he say?
Yeah, you know.
What did he say?
You know, that school almost up north. Not all the way up north. Okay. We didn't go that far in that crazy.
If you would have understood how important academia was, you could have found
it. Had nothing to do with the academics. I wanted to learn how to grow the food, not.
Well, there you go. That would be a good place to
not
go.
Draw the food and paint the food.
Yeah,
isn't that what arch means?
Yeah, that's a good point. We like guys that know how to grow it too. Let me tell you,
yes.
We eat our share of it.
But the program's come, you know, like we were talking about a little bit off the air, it's come a long way, you know, just in the matter of really stepping in the right steps for Division I, you know.
And you being a Mississippi State guy, isn't it amazing the ultra quality level of college baseball between Southern Miss, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss?
It's amazing.
It's stunning.
As much as I hate to say it, even Ole Miss can do something good there. It just blows my mind. But our state, it just says a lot for our state, too, because a lot of those recruits, especially at Southern level, are from here. And, you know, the lower, you know, we've got stores now that go all the way out into the panhandle of Florida. So, you know, a lot of those players come from, you know, Mobile area and Pensacola.
And how amazing is a state the size of Mississippi has three perennial top 25 baseball programs?
That says a lot.
It's unmatched, really.
And shifting gears to football, you get a lot of people in and out of your Parrish Tractor locations. What's the word on the street? What do they think of the hire? Charles Huff, what kind of feedback?
I think everybody likes it. I think it's kind of what we're talking about. He's that renewal that they probably really, really needed. Like, I haven't been this excited about a coach since the first years of Fedora. Like, you know, I think we're at a good spot with him. I think he can do a lot of good for that program. I really do.
The discipline part, I'm telling you, this guy's a fire breather now, and he's kind of alluded to some of these guys. If you want things that are guaranteed, you go back sitting on your mama's lap, because there's nothing.
Go home and let you know. Mama baby you.
And that's a good point. You know, everybody talks about the transfer portal and Neil and all that, but transfer portal is not really a bad thing, in my opinion, I don't think. I think there's a lot of good reasons to get out of a bad program if you get sold a bag of wet goods. You know,
right.
If it's not working out for you, get out.
Right.
But some of this Neil stuff has kind of turned it over the other way, too. You know,
you make a great point. For some kids, the transfer portal is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like so many things, I mean, there's some taking advantage of it, and it just seems to me that there has to be some structure put in place.
Here's one of the good things about the transfer portal is a lot of these athletes are their own biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
They feed off of their own egos. All right, so they're at school A, B, or C. It doesn't matter. They don't get playing time, and it's because the coach is stupid. Coaches don't know what they're doing, because I'm the greatest thing since cotton shorts. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. All right, coach hates me. Well, then go to the next school. Guess what? You don't get to play there either.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe ego, you got to start checking your own ego that, if, you know, one guy might have gotten it right, but when two or three coaches tell you you're not very good, you're probably not very good.
At the end of the day, your fourth year that you've transferred to four different places and you're playing Division II somewhere, you might need to look at used cars.
Yes.
Because that's probably where you're getting
it. Or as Bill Engvall would say, here's your sign.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you say the greatest thing since cotton shorts?
Well, you know, underwear weren't always made. Jeremy and Ben, you guys never wore underwear that was anything but cotton, right?
Ben doesn't wear underwear.
He
said that in his job.
Boy, you talk about TMI.
Yeah.
Boy, WTMI.
That came up in the job interview.
Yeah.
It almost caused us not to hire him.
WTMI,
bro. But the human resources attorney said you can't not hire him just because he doesn't wear underwear.
It's a good thing he wasn't from the Scottish descent. That would have been very disturbing.
Yeah,
that's Ben Windpigler. What's your phone number, son?
Yeah. His chances of getting a job would have been killed on the spot. Right? right on the spot.
I'm sorry, we drug you into this.
Yeah, budget. That's great. That's hilarious.
So tell me, what are people buying?
Man, right here at the end of the year, you're looking at tax stuff. That's
okay.
Always what we're seeing, you know. And Christmas fell at a horrible time of the week. You know, you got Kubota and all these manufacturers and the banks are going to be closed the 24th, 25th, and some of them the 26th. So you really got Monday and Friday,
okay.
And then the next Monday and Tuesday to get all this wrapped up, you know, for your taxes. So
So a lot of people buy equipment to help them with their taxes.
Yeah, somebody always, it never fails. They always, my accountant told me I needed to do this, and I forgot, and now I got 2 days. But if I don't spend this money, I'm going to send it to the government. I might as well spend it on something.
Right.
Even if you don't need a tractor.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy a tractor.
And, you know, that's always the funny thing, but we sell, we're probably, our construction equipment is taking over 50% of our sales. Like we sell more to our contractors and construction companies than, you know, anybody.
How many locations now?
We have Meridian, Hattiesburg, Poplarville, Robertsdale, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, Crestview, Florida, and, you know, still growing and going to find more.
And is this a company that originated here in Hattiesburg?
The very first location was in Poplarville.
Poplarville,
but,
okay.
You know,
which is the connection with Pearl River.
That's the connection with Pearl River.
But it's a Pine Belt-based company.
It is, yeah. I mean, Lee was born and raised, the guy who started the company. Lee Parrish was born and raised out of Jeff Davis County from Prentice. So, you know.
Go Bulldogs.
Patrick, we appreciate you, man, very much. Thank you for
helping us. Thank you all for having us on here.
Yeah. Patrick Cross, everybody. Parrish Tractor Company. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
We'll be right back. Wrap up this special edition of the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, Midtown Corner Market, as we continue our Homes of Hope toy drive. It's been great so far. We really, really appreciate it. We'll leave all of our boxes out, like I've been saying, the last hour until Monday, and the guys will come by and pick them up. But we hear that it's another massive haul, Kelly said.
And when you look, if you've never, people in Hattiesburg, if this is still a relatively new location of Corner Market, if you have not been here,
it's awesome.
You've got popcorn vendors over here. You've got about 50 different kinds of cheeses. So if you're one of those people that likes a certain kind of imported cheese with your wine or whatever, they've got all of those. There isn't anything in food and beverage wise,
no,
that isn't right here. It's an amazing store.
My wife and I come down here sometimes on Saturdays and just wander around, look around. All right, now this has been a day of celebrity. We've had Melissa Socher on the show. We've had Patrick Hawk. And now.
Ladies and gentlemen. Live for your dining pleasure.
Please welcome warmly. She's here every night at 7.
The beautiful and talented
Kathleen from Campus Bookmart. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
We didn't know you were coming to be on the show today.
I didn't either. I was coming to the grocery store to get something to eat for the lunch, but I won't never do that again.
But why? We always like telling people about Campus Bookmart.
Does anybody ever come in Campus Bookmart and say, I heard about you on the Eagle Hour?
Everybody does. Everybody. On the phone, they'll leave, and when they call up and say something, they'll say
that?
I heard you on the radio.
Well, good deal.
And most of then the women would say, is Kelly Santa really as good looking in person as he seems to be?
Have they ever asked you that?
Yes.
Now, Kathleen, you were doing so well.
Well, I said, yes, they do think that.
I think it was the hesitance.
They said it was. Well, because he's another one, but I didn't know if he was a real one.
No, Ben Wigmigler is not. He's an alien. He's not a real one.
And we revealed earlier today that he doesn't wear underwear.
Yeah.
So he works with y'all.
Don't say that, Bob.
Yeah, works is kind of, we use
well,
that
he's
term
a sexy
mostly.
Man too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes another one.
But Kathleen,
that's Scary Gary.
That one is.
That's Scary Gary. He's the most famous person in the Super Talk family. There's a little question about
the one
that.
That's walking right by there.
Yeah.
Yes, he's an awesome guy.
Kathleen, can we talk about your store instead
sure.
of instead of people that are walking around this store?
If I wanted to find some Southern Miss merchandise, maybe for Kelly Sander or somebody I was going to buy a present for, where would you suggest I go, Kathleen?
To Campus Bookmart.
And
good
that
answer.
Would be located where?
That is located by 2906 Hardy Street.
And if I was an Eagle Hour listener that lives, say, I don't know, Alabama, could I still buy something from Campus Bookmart?
We would let you still order. Okay.
And
yes.
I could do it online, couldn't I?
Yes.
Where would I go to do that?
You go to Campus Bookmart on the web.
.net.
.net.
So do you actually box the stuff up, Kathleen, and send it out? Or when something gets ordered online, what is the process?
We get whatever they want. We put it in boxes.
So you guys do all that. It's not some third market.
And then I take them all to the post office, and they ship them out.
Okay.
That's where I was going.
You have more cool Southern Miss apparel than anyone I know.
We do. We really do.
I mean you personally.
Oh, me?
Yeah, every time I see you, you've got on a new Southern Miss shirt.
Well, this is how long I've been at Campus Bookmart.
Uh-huh.
This one is from probably when I first came to work here.
Really?
Which was at least 18 years.
I was going to say, the first really? Clue should have been when it says Mississippi Southern across the front. That was probably... No, I'm kidding.
Are we winning football?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Things are changing. Things
all right, Kathleen, we've got just a few days for Christmas. What kind of goodies you got down there for people? Everything, right?
We have jerseys, and going to bring some more in because we... Baseball's coming. You're going to need some jerseys.
Do you sell much baseball merchandise, Kathleen?
Oh, yes.
All right, I'm just going to throw out little trinkets,
yes.
And you say whether you sell it or you don't sell
okay.
it. Okay. It's got an Eagle logo. Shot glasses.
Yes.
Diploma holders.
Yes.
Okay. Coolers.
Yes.
Shirts.
Yes.
Pants.
Yes.
Socks.
Yes.
Picture frames.
Yes.
Pencils.
Yes.
We lost, Bob. There's
tags.
Car tags. Car tags.
Holders.
Yes. Yeah.
Hats.
Yes.
Sweatshirts.
Yes.
Baby clothes.
Absolutely.
Underwear.
Yes.
Ben.
You sell underwear?
I'll be there.
Well, now we know what to get Windpiggler for Christmas, some Southern Miss underwear.
I'm just kidding. We don't do underwear. I was just teasing you on that one. But the other ones are true.
But yeah. my and the rack that I always buy from Kathleen, not the on sale rack, but these bigger sizes. I mean, how many X's?
The tent section.
Five.
5X. There
five
you go, Bob.
X.
So it's the 5X.
Yeah, haven't quite reached that plateau yet, but give me time.
You sell tents too, don't you?
We sell tents.
And that would be right over there with the section of Kelly's clothing, right?
Right.
You keep them kind of uniform together.
Yes. But now, right now, we're the only one we have left is the one that stays in the store. So
the demo.
And then the other ones are, we'll be coming back.
I'm glad you stopped by. We love
you.
You know that?
Thank you.
You know that, right?
I mean, when I walked in here, I was like, how did I get stuck in here?
Keep donating toys and food to Homes of Hope. Thanks for Mike Sowden and all the great folks here at Corner Market for having us. Thank you for stopping by, Kathleen.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
Keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.